Low turnout is generally expected for midterm primary elections, but WPSU's Min Xian reports more voters were motivated to go to the polls during Tuesday's primary in Pennsylvania because of how competitive some races are.
It was 11 in the morning and about 120 ballots were cast at Mount Nittany United Methodist Church in Lamont. Judge of Elections Laurel Zitney says she expects low turnout for this midterm primary because people may not want to have a party affiliation and there's a lack of contested races.
I think the people that vote in an election like this are ones who it is their civic duty and they will vote even if there were no contested elections.
But in Blair County, the high level of competitiveness inspired a higher turnout rate. Director of Elections Sarah Seymour says the county had a higher turnout than usual because
the number of candidates on the ballot, we usually don't see as many candidates as we have this year.
Blair County is part of the former 9th Congressional District, where Republican incumbent Bill Schuster has held a seat since 2001. Schuster announced his retirement earlier this year. 8 Republicans and 1 Democratic candidates are vying for the new 13th district, making it one of the most competitive races in the state. Seymour says in 2014, about 26% of Republicans and 18% of Democrats turned out to vote.
Awesome. This is my first time voting.
In Center County, 18-year-old Nick Banerjee cast his first vote. He says high school students have a lot of opinions about the government. The most important thing is to actually vote.
You can say all you want, but if you're not doing anything about it, then why are you saying what you want?
Being a millennial, Banerjee says he chose to vote for Lieutenant Governor candidate Paul Mango over Scott Wagner by looking through their websites.
Mango also, he had the issues were so clearly written out, like it was like, well, how does he think about immigration? How does he think about taxes? Stuff like that, where the other guy, Wagner, didn't have as much so.
A Pew Research Center study says millennials have surpassed baby boomers with the largest population of eligible voters in 2016. I'm Min Chen, WPSU.